from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Ryland Barton with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Divya Karthikeyan.
Hey, Ryland.
Hey, Divya.
So last week, a historic flood descended on eastern Kentucky, causing widespread destruction and loss of life. What's going on a week later?
Well, the water has receded, but it's still really chaotic. Homes have been destroyed, some of them obliterated by fast water, others just full of residue and trash and mud. There is mud all over everything, and the weather this week has intermittently been raining or getting really hot. It's a huge mess, and it's going to take months, if not years, to recover.
So what's been the government's response so far?
It's been there, but it's been slow and just kind of limited in terms of what can be done. Moments like these are just incredibly humbling because it becomes obvious how little we can do in the face of a natural disaster. Local emergency responders were just as hobbled by the flooding as the citizens they serve. And then when we're talking about the state or federal government coming in, trying to sift through the debris or floodwater in such a mountainous area is just a huge, hard task. Search and rescue teams are still looking for people. Nobody's got a very good count of how many people are still missing. And the death toll is just still going up.
So the government's been doing some things. FEMA has set up mobile registration sites for people to try and get aid. Governor Beshear has set up cooling stations around the region for people to escape the heat, which has become a major issue. One other thing it sounds like officials are trying to do, maybe have a special legislative session to pass some sort of relief package. What would that be like?
Yeah, the governor said he's considering calling a special session. And the reason that's important is that there's really no other way to pass laws or appropriate any money when the legislature isn't in its regular session otherwise. So what the governor and some legislative leaders have hinted at is coming back into Frankfort briefly to pass something like what they did after the tornadoes last year. Assistance that would try and fill in some of the gaps that FEMA won't be able to, propping up local governments and hopefully helping some of the people who really need it.
Also this week, the Department of Justice announced federal charges against four Louisville police officers involved in the deadly raid on Breonna Taylor's apartment in 2020. This is really different from what Attorney General Daniel Cameron did in his initial investigation on the case.
Yeah, Cameron didn't charge anybody in Taylor's killing. All he did was recommend wanton endangerment charges against one of the officers who blindly shot into the apartment during the raid. Now, the federal government is charging Brett Hankison, Joshua Janes, Kelly Goodlett, and Kyle Meany for violating Taylor's civil and constitutional rights and conspiring to cover it up. This is a victory for the people who have been calling for people involved in Taylor's death to be arrested, but they also want more reforms, and there's still a huge pending civil rights investigation into the entirety of LMPD going on as well. We'll get more on that eventually.
So what's next here?
Yeah, so the DOJ has this investigation into LMPD over whether the department has a pattern or practice when it comes to using excessive force and committing constitutional rights violations. That will be huge if and when it ever resolves. And then there's going to be federal court proceedings with all of these officers who are just charged. So there will be a lot to follow in the months to come. All right, shifting gears, you'll be headed to the other side of the state this week for the Fancy Farm Political Picnic. And it looks like this is going to be the second year in a row we're going to have a pretty Republican-dominated lineup. Governor Beshear won't be there the second year in a row, but Democratic Senate candidate Charles Booker will be speaking for the first time. What are you going to be watching?
I am definitely going to be watching the Republicans running for governor. The race isn't until next year, but it's going to be interesting to see how they can take the heat. The Fancy Farm Picnic is pretty one of a kind. You have politicians delivering speeches to a crowd that's either yelling at them or cheering for them. It's a real opportunity for them to test their mettle on the campaign trail. There was an interesting late addition. State Representative Savannah Maddox is on the speaking list. She's running for governor next year and trying to run to the right of the other Republicans. We'll see how much support she can get from the crowd in Western Kentucky.
All right, that's all the time we have for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit WFPL.org wfpl.org/supportKPD. That's wfpl.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfurt. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.